right, Rick. Yeah, it's nice to be able to use the 3D printers to repair projects and things that around the house. I've done that on a few different items. It makes it nice not to have to replace to be able to fix some of these. But I also read an article today that California has now introduced their own bill similar to Washington and New York's. And theirs basically will ban all 3D printers, essentially. Going to be similar to Washington's, the one provision that they had that has to have software and firmware and all of this, and everything's going to have to be checked through a single server to make sure it meets what the state approves, and blah, 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 blah. And as the commenter that wrote the article says, the manufacturers are basically going to punt on this one because they're not going to make printers that meet these requirements for, you know, just three states at the present time that are trying to do this. They will just simply not sell printers at all in those states, or not sell printers at all in the U.S., which is a major part of their market. So something's got to play out with these, and smarter heads have to prevail that what they're trying to do is not going to solve the problem that they perceive they have in the way that they perceive it's going to work. So as you've said before, if criminals want to print gun parts, criminals will be criminals. They will find a way, and all they're going to hurt is creativity and education and other areas, so you know, manufacturing and everything else. So I was hoping somebody would figure this out, but now everybody's trying to jump on the bandwagon, and nobody's got a clue. All right, next up on the list, N8NTN, and then I'll do another break. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, good evening to everyone. Yeah, it was, the swap down there was reasonably nice. It was a little crowded, but I'm poking my way through there with a walker, so I have to be careful who I run into, and I've spent most of today sorting out. I got a couple of boxes of stuff. Basically, they were collections that were all dumped in a box, and you know, you bring that along, and you make a deal on the whole thing. Then you, when somebody buys it, like I did, you take it home and sort it out. And I'm still working on it. Lots and lots of little pieces. Had a whole bunch of the breadboards. The little white ones that you plug the components into. And I have no clue what all the circuits are that are on them, but somebody had time. So, other than that, plugging along. When I started in the morning, it was, I had an inch of snow up here. And by the time I got to US 10, headed south, it was all gone. That made things a lot nicer. Talk to y'all later, and it ain't empty.